T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mets postgame show, the WCBS Mets Radio Network. Final totals at Wrigley Field today. For the Chicago Cubs, 5 runs on 12 hits, no errors. They left 6. For the New York Mets, 3 runs on 7 hits, no errors, and 4 left on. Winning pitcher Steve Cishek is 2-4. Seth Lugo suffered his first loss of the year. He's 3-1. Save for Pedro Strop, his 9th. 2-hour, 49-minute game. 39,077 to watch it here at Wrigley Field as the Cubs are 42-35, leading the way in a slim way in the National League Central. They've got just a tiny lead over the Brewers and the Cardinals right now, but a lead nonetheless. And the Mets are 37-41 as they fall to 9 games out of first place in the National League East, as the Atlanta Braves were in Washington earlier today, and the Braves were able to take a lead in the top of the 10th inning, and they hung on to that lead 4-3 as they beat the Nationals. So the Mets are 9 back behind Atlanta in the division. Right now, the highlights are brought to you by Smithtown Nissan. See Fina first at Smithtown Nissan. They're staying on top by keeping their prices at the bottom. Jacob DeGrom and Cole Hamels, a good pitching matchup to begin the day today. And for the Mets, they had their leadoff man on in each of the first 3 innings against Hamels, but they did not score. A couple of double play balls helped Cole Hamels' cause early on. Meanwhile, Jacob DeGrom did allow a run in the bottom of the 2nd inning, and it was because of Cole Hamels. Singles by Jason Hayward and David Bodie put some men on base. DeGrom struck out the catcher, Victor Caratini, but he could not get by Hamels.
And the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a liner over second base, hit right field. Hayward is in. Here comes Bodie. He'll go back to third as a throw by Gomez comes in on one hop. And again, a Cubs pitcher burns the Mets. It was Yu Darvish a couple of days ago. Now Cole Hamels with an RBI single. And the Cubs have a 1-0 lead.
Well, after the Mets had their leadoff man on in 3 straight innings but could not score, Pete Alonso found a way to get home in the top of the 4th inning. It's the way that he has done it so many times already in his rookie year. The 0-2. This ball hammered deep toward right center. They won't even chase it. This ball is going to go. It's a home run. Pete Alonso to right center field as Albert Almora Jr. took 2 steps and just gave up. Alonso has tied the game, and he has set the New York Mets single season franchise rookie record for home runs. He has hit 27, surpassing Daryl Strawberry, and this game is tied at 1. Pete Alonso does it again, 27th home run of the year, his 61st run batted in. Daryl Strawberry's rookie record that stood for 36 years and now belongs to Pete Alonso, and the Mets were able to tie the game at 1 on that long drive. It was another drive that gave the Mets the lead in the top of the 5th inning, but not quite the likely source that Alonso is. It came from Tomas Nida.
Now the 1-0. Swing and a high fly ball. Well hit to left center, and this ball is sailing and gone. Tomas Nido with his 3rd home run of the year, and that thing just kept taking off and taking off, and that landed halfway up the bleachers behind the 368 mark. That is well over 400 feet worth of home run for Tomas Nido, and the Mets have taken a 2-1 lead.
It was over 425 feet off the bat of Nido, a long home run to give the Mets a 2-1 lead against Cole Hamels. The Mets with their 2 homers today, and for every home run they hit this year, a donation is made to an undergraduate student at Caldwell University. Discover you at Caldwell University. Learn more at caldwell.edu. The Mets would extend their lead not long after. Juan Lagares, who's always hit Cole Hamels well, doubled to set up a man in scoring position. And once again, it was a pitcher who drove in a run, this time a Mets pitcher, Jacob DeGrom.
2-2 pitch. DeGrom hits it on the ground, up the middle, base hit center field. Around third, Lagares, he'll come home to score. And Jacob DeGrom has himself an RBI single. The Mets have a 3-1 lead. Well, Cole Hamels got DeGrom for an RBI hit. Now Jake returns the favor. And three Mets have batted here in the fifth. Homer, double, RBI single, and it's 3-1 New York.
Third run batted in for DeGrom this year. A two-run lead for the Mets, although the Cubs would get one of those back in the bottom of the fifth. On back-to-back two-out hits, Chris Bryant doubled. Then Anthony Rizzo shot one off the wall in left center field that J.D. Davis played and fired a one-hop strike to second to retire Rizzo by about 5 feet at second base. Rizzo got the RBI, though, and the Mets' lead had shrunk to 3-2. DeGrom lasted six innings. He struck out nine. He painted the corners, brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or sherwinwilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. DeGrom now for the season has 121 strikeouts in 97 innings of work as he entered today, of course, among the league leaders in strikeouts for the year. And Jacob DeGrom is now second in the National League. He has surpassed Steven Strasburg for the number two spot, so he's only behind Max Scherzer for the National League lead in strikeouts. 3-2 Mets was the score when Seth Lugo entered the game. In the bottom of the seventh inning, he gave up a base hit to Victor Caratini, and then struck out Daniel Descalso and got Albert Almora to bounce into an inning-ending double play. The Mets were held through seven by Cole Hamels with just those three runs, and then Steve Cishek worked a scoreless top of the eighth. On to Lugo again in the bottom of the eighth, his second inning of relief, and he gave up a leadoff single to Kyle Schwarber. Then Chris Bryant flied out. Anthony Rizzo walked, so Lugo, who was now beyond 40 pitches, pitching multiple innings for the second time in 3 days, while Edwin Diaz has barely pitched just one time over the last week. Diaz, though, was not up in the Mets' bullpen. Lugo stayed out there to face Javier Baez.
Now the pitch. Breaking ball lined in the air to right. It's deep. Conforto going back. This ball's going to go. It's a home run into the bleachers in right field. A three-run homer for Javi Baez. His 100th career home run, his 19th of the year, but most importantly, it gives the Cubs a 5-3 lead here in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Javier Baez wrecking the Mets weekend as he had the chock full of nuts turning point of the game. Listen to WCBS 880 tomorrow in the 8 a.m. hour during sports with Brad Heller for your chance to win. If the 88th caller correctly identifies the turning point, they'll win a pair of Mets tickets. The turning point sponsored by Chock Full of Nuts, New York's coffee since 1932. Mets lose 5-3 thanks to that Baez homer. Pedro Strop worked a perfect ninth.